my grandmother Bible storybook.
The Brass Serpent. Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 through 9. After the Israelites left Mount Hor, they came into a desert country. The hot sands burned their feet. Everything looked dreary, and Canaan seemed very far away. The people were tired and unhappy. As usual, they complained against God and against Moses.
"Did you bring us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness?" they asked. "We have no water, and we are so tired of this manna that we hate it."
While they were complaining, snakes crawled into the camp and bit many people. "These snakes or serpents look like fire, and the poison from their bite felt like fire. Those who were bitten died." At once, the people knew they were being punished for complaining against God and Moses. They knew they had done wrong, and they were sorry. Quickly, they came to Moses and said,
"We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord and ask him to take away these snakes."
Moses prayed for the people. The Lord told him, "Make a fiery serpent and put it on a pole. Then, whenever anyone is bitten, he can look at the pole and be made well." And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it on a tall pole in the middle of the camp. From then on, whenever anyone was bitten by a snake, the person looked up at the great pole, and the snake bite was made well.